Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown is joining us live this morning on WBEN. Mayor, good to have you on.
Good to be with you, Susan and Brian.
I know you have some important campaign news this morning. What have you decided?
So on Thursday, I will announce that I am running for re-election as mayor of the city of Buffalo. We will make the announcement virtually.
And that decision to go forth and seek yet another term, was that a hard one for you to make, especially given the way the past year has gone, or has this been the plan all along?
It was not a hard decision. There's been an outpouring of support from so many sectors and sections of our community, people who have appreciated the leadership that we've provided during the pandemic, during one of the most challenging periods in the history of the city of Buffalo. The city has been a source of stability. The city has been a source of help for so many in our community, and there's been great encouragement for me to run for re-election to steer our community, our city of Buffalo, through this pandemic and build back stronger than ever before.
Mayor, you share a record now with the late Jimmy Griffin, serving four terms as mayor. Five terms is unprecedented. What do you make of that?
Well, I don't really look at it in terms of a record or record setting. I look at it in terms of service to the community, working with the residents of our city, the businesses, organized labor, the faith-based community, the educational community, to provide resources and work that will strengthen Buffalo and move Buffalo forward. That's always been my focus as an elected representative, and that will continue to be my focus.
How has the last year, the pandemic, all the business closures and financial hardships changed the way you view your job going forward?
It has made it clearer to me how important stable leadership is, how important good decision making is, and how important it is to have a strategic plan if you are managing in a public environment to be able to safeguard the needs of our community, all its residents, businesses, and other institutions. I have literally worked every day during the course of this pandemic, during the course of the protests for racial equity. So this has been a challenging period. There have been so many in our community that have been hurt, that have lost businesses, family members that have lost loved ones. It's been a very, very challenging period. And I have tried to provide stability to our community to help people get through one of the most difficult times in the history of this community.
It has been challenging for so many people on so many different levels. How would you grade yourself over the past year?
You know, I don't really grade myself. That's for the public to do. That's for the public to decide. All I can say is that I work as hard as I can every single day. I work strategically. I do my homework. I try to read all of the materials, read all of the briefings, work with my staff and partners, partner with others in the community and others in other levels of government to bring the most resources and support possible to the community, to the city of Buffalo, and to the Western New York region.
Want to ask you about a few of the things making news in the past 24 hours, among them ruling from a federal appeals court dealing with the Seneca Nation, their right to run casinos and casino revenue that is to be paid to the state and local governments. Over $150 million to local governments, including a big chunk to the city of Buffalo. Is this ruling something the city needs for the financial well-being of the city of Buffalo going forward? And even though there is a ruling in place, are you confident this money is going to actually be there? We've seen this kind of held up for a number of years now.
I certainly think the ruling is the right decision. A contract is a contract. The Seneca Nation negotiated with the state of New York. I believe the money is owed to the state and owed to local governments in Western New York, including the city of Buffalo. It's a substantial amount of money that is owed to the city of Buffalo. I believed all along that the money was owed, that it should be paid, ultimately that the Seneca Nation would do the right thing and that money would come to the city of Buffalo and the other municipalities, including the state, which is why in my budgets the last few years, I have put that money and that anticipated revenue very conservatively in the city budget, because I believe that ultimately the Seneca Nation will pay the casino revenue that is owed.
How has the city managed without receiving these payments for several years?
We have reserves. We have been smart in not touching those reserves and being able to manage the city fiscally in a very strategic and intelligent way. When I first came in as mayor, we had to manage through a financial crisis that the city had just come through. So we have managed well, we have managed conservatively, and we have been able to absorb the casino revenue that is owed to the city of Buffalo not being paid. And I will add that we have been able to do that without cutting services, without cutting programs, without raising taxes, and without laying off a single worker in the city of Buffalo.
Mayor, before we let you go, over in the city of Rochester this week, students grades K through 12 all have the option to return to school in a hybrid setting, not fully 5 days a week, but they are able to go into a school building at least a few days a week. Here in Buffalo, parents of students over grade 2, grades 3 through 11, still have no idea when that option is going to be available to them. Is there a time for the city to step in as we get the vaccine more readily available, as COVID protection becomes more widespread? Are you planning to step in at some point and at the very least say we need a plan in place? Parents need to know what the deal is here?
Well, I think the school district, Superintendent Kreiner Cash, and the school board members do have a plan. The superintendent, Dr. Cash, has updated me frequently on what he is doing with schools. He's taking a very thoughtful, strategic, and cautious approach, listening to parents, listening to school staff and teachers. following the science and listening to medical and scientific professionals in terms of the plan that the school district has rolled out. I have confidence that the school district in Buffalo will make the right decision for our children and the school personnel, and I'm sure that in the coming weeks, we will be hearing more from Dr. Cash and the elected school board members on that plan.
Mayor, we're glad you could join us this morning. Thank you, and good luck. We'll be following your announcement on Thursday.
Thank you, Susan and Brian.